right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. We're gradually learning more about the bloody Orlando club shootings and the man who carried them out.
Police say the 29-year-old gunman drove a rented car from his home in Fort Pierce to Orlando in order to carry out the attack. Inside the vehicle, investigators recovered another gun, a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson, according to a law enforcement official. The ATF says Mateen legally purchased the two weapons used in the attack within the past week or so. Mateen had a permit to carry a concealed weapon because of his work as a security guard.
He seemed pretty normal to me.
Professional?
Oh yeah, always.
As a security guard? Was he dressed as a security guard?
Oh yeah. Gun and everything.
Mateen was known to the FBI, suspected of being an ISIS sympathizer, but they said they found no evidence in 2013 and 2014 of direct links to the terror group.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez and correspondent Evan Perez reports it's still not clear what Omar Mateen's motive was.
Investigators are still looking for any possible direct connections between Mateen and ISIS in Syria, and so far they've not found any. But the FBI says that Mateen made a 911 call during the Orlando attack, pledging allegiance to the ISIS leader and invoking the Boston Marathon bombers.
And right now, the FBI is holding another news conference to update us on the progress of the case. You can hear that news conference by the FBI live right now at WMAL.com. After that act of hatred in Florida, one man at Capitol Pride gave out love through free hugs.
She's standing on Pennsylvania Avenue and 7th Street Northwest with a neon pink sign.
The sign says free hugs.
Zach Ford says he was angry when he learned about the massacre at a gay club in Orlando.
What can I do to feel better? What can I do to help other people feel better? So I've been out here for about 2.5-3 hours just giving hugs to anybody who wants one, and I don't know if they all feel better, but I sure do.
For him, this is what Pride is all about.
Not catering to that fear, not catering to that terror, but standing strong and proud of who we are.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Muslims are planning a solidarity event tonight alongside those from the LGBT community. It's set to begin at 7 in Montgomery Village. Also, the Maryland Outreach Department of the Council on American Islamic Relations is planning a news conference later today in Baltimore with Maryland faith leaders, elected officials, and activists to respond to the Orlando massacre. And Governor Larry Hogan has ordered flags in Maryland flown at half staff from now through Thursday in honor of the victims. Transit officials from throughout North America are gathering in Washington today at a forum to give Metro some advice.
What are the metrics for a world-class transit system?
How do other systems around the world deal with the issues that we're dealing with?
Some questions Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments Chairman Roger Berliner would like answered as he gathers transit officials from Toronto, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, and Miami to ruminate on Metro's long list of problems today.
The metrics they use to say, here's how we envision reliability looking. Here's what we do on safety. Here's the things that are important in terms of operating benchmarks.
Metro's GM and a few board members are expected to be in attendance. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,865, the NASDAQ at 48,95. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep of the Phillies. The O's fall to Toronto. The Penguins win the Stanley Cup with a Game 6 win over San Jose. And the Golden State Warriors can clinch their second straight NBA title tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Do you worry about going broke in retirement? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the most common fears among Americans today. The good news, though, is that by putting the right financial plan in place now, you can help avoid the possibility of going bankrupt in retirement. And the great news is that the Mutual Fund Store can help you with that for free. Join us on June 22nd in the D.C. area for our free live events, The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan. At this event, we'll shine a light on some of the most unexpected financial risks in retirement that many people don't think about and show you how to help fill the potential gaps in your financial plan. You'll also get a chance to hear financial advice directly from our local advisors. The four missing pieces of your retirement plan, taking place on June 22nd in the D.C. area, is free, but you have to register now to attend because the list is filling up fast. So get to MutualFundStore.com and click on our live events button to reserve your seat now, or call 703-288-6988 to get registered today.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Laurel, Maryland, 95 southbound, south of 32. Crash just reported, and I'm quickly seeing those delays starting to form through that stretch. Now, beyond, we've been doing okay for the morning rush hour. Just some of that stop and go merging on into those outer loop slowdowns and through Silver Spring. For 29, we're okay through Burtonsville. White Oak seeing a little bit of volume now into Four Corners. Outer loop and heading through New Carrollton had a minor incident reported near 450 north of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Looks like most of that to the shoulder now. Let's go Virginia. Coming in from the west, 66. We have the big delays through Gainesville, Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Toll Road, I'm seeing those delays not only to merge from the toll road eastbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway, but to continue inside the Beltway to get onto 123 heading through McLean. Everyone looking for options and different ways to get to work as we're in week number two for the morning rush hour under the safe track plan. Orange and silver lines continue to single track between East Falls Church and Ballston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze, clouds in, mild morning, but right where we should be for this time of year. This afternoon, partial clouds and sunshine. A northwest breeze, 83, so we're down by about 10. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy on Tuesday. Partly cloudy with a high up to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Woodbridge, 57 in Damascus, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A new poll finds nearly 6 out of 10 Americans favor allowing refugees into the U.S. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, bottom of this hour, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Check in with him on the continuing investigation into the Orlando terror attacks. 8:05, Stacey Dash, Hollywood actress, will be in studio to talk about her new book and also get her thoughts on the events of the weekend. And then at 8:35, Joe Parrishini, former head of FBI's Washington office. Also, want you to know there is a press conference scheduled sometime in the next several minutes in Orlando on the terror attacks. We're going to give you the latest on what we know. We'll also play you highlights of that press conference. If you want to hear it live, it'll be streaming at WMAL.com. But you want to keep it right here as we've got plenty to discuss. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so I want to get to the events in Orlando in a minute, but there is a development in the Hillary Clinton email story that I'm very anxious to hear your thoughts on. Turns out that there was at least one, and it's a suggestion in some of the reporting that there are many others of the emails that were on her server that have been released to the public that contain something called portion marking. This is of the little letter like C, or that would stand for confidential, or S, that would stand for secret, or TS, which would stand for top secret, in parentheses, in the middle of an email suggesting that the information to follow is either confidential, secret, or top secret. And then in one case, the one that we have identified, it was labeled C, and everything after the headline was redacted. Now, Hillary Clinton has claimed that none of her emails contain markings that suggested the emails were confidential in any way or top secret.
Well, I mean, this is classic Clinton in this particular case. She has a story, and she is sticking to it, that she neither sent nor received documents that were, quote-unquote, marked classified. Obviously, that's false, and it's been false from the very beginning. This document that came out the other day from the State Department is just one example. Remember, the FBI has recovered the 30,000 emails that she deleted as part of their investigation. We do not know yet how many of those were marked classified or not, but it really doesn't matter, because we also know that they had a practice of taking the markings off of classified documents and sending them through her unsecured server in Chappaqua, New York, and then distributing them to people on their unsecured BlackBerries and other devices. So this is actually not a big deal because it's nothing new. The bigger point is what's going to be done about it, and that is the issue that carries the day right now.
But if you have an email that has a classified marking on it, and it was on her private server, isn't that a slam dunk, this case, that she violated all the rules and regulations and laws regarding confidential information?
Well, there's no doubt about that, but that's been true from the very beginning, because the establishment of the private server in her home on which she conducted all of her business was a per se violation of all federal statutes involving espionage and federal record keeping. So this confirms the fact that they did in fact send things. But again, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's important. Obviously, it makes her out to be what she's always been, a liar. But we've known that from the very beginning.
Well, there's one other thing that might be a big deal that was discovered this weekend about Hillary Clinton, and that was the fact that an unqualified person was placed on a sensitive intelligence board, and the only people at the time said, what is this guy doing on this board that talks about international arms and weapons? He has no experience, and his only qualifications apparently are that he gave $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation, or maybe more. When this was discovered and people started asking questions, there are emails saying we have to protect the Secretary of State's name, which suggests there was some sort of action done to cover up what happened here. What do you make of this story?
Well, this is part of the pay-to-play story with regard to which is being investigated by the FBI, which is, were official acts of the Secretary and her entourage committed in exchange for donations to the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation? The answer to that, obviously, is yes, whether you're talking about the Boeing contract in Russia or other contracts like that with various governments. It was clear that donations were made by foreign governments, foreign entities, Americans, American companies, in exchange for favors that were dispensed by people in official positions at the State Department, including the Secretary of State herself. So this is an excellent confirmation of that. Can you imagine if this had been a Republican who did this? There would have been 25 days of stories about who this guy was, whether or not he was gay, how many people he had sex with, how many Republicans he hated. The only thing that's missing from this story is Mitt Romney condemning the press for reporting it.
Thank you. And by the way, just for facts, in case you haven't heard this story, it's the International Security Advisory Board. It provides the Department of State independent insight and advice on all aspects of arms control, disarmament, nonproliferation, and international security. They have access to top secret information. And this guy immediately was taken off the board as soon as questions were asked. And ABC News says that when they asked about it, they were stalled and they were absolutely given the runaround. Yeah. Nobody has spoken about it. And as far as I know, the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign has not responded to anything
naturally
about this yet.
Because it's part of the FBI investigation.
Yeah. Let me turn, if I could, to the events in Orlando and ask you this question.
Yes.
The FBI, I mean, they had a number on this guy. They investigated him twice, but decided there wasn't enough there. Does that mean that you completely release him then from a watch list? Because I'm wondering how it was that the man was able to purchase weapons and no flag went up when they did his background security check that would require the FBI to go back and check on his
whereabouts. Well, here's the problem. There are many, many problems here. Sharia law, FBI guidelines, and the employer of Omar Mateen. Let's start with the employer. Now, the employer knew that he had all kinds of problems, hating blacks, hating women, hating homosexuals, and they did nothing about it. Now, these were complaints by their own employees. Why did they do nothing about it? Because they feared, as a government contractor, that they would lose their contract if they were accused of being Islamophobic or anti-this, that, or the other thing. Number two, the FBI stopped investigating him after they interviewed him three times. Now, why did they do that? Because the guidelines require the agents to do that. This is not an agent problem. This is a guideline problem. It's exactly what happened in Tsarnaev in Boston, in San Bernardino. All of those people were investigated, and they were dropped. And the reason is the guidelines are too strict. They do not allow for legitimate investigation. And then finally, Omar Mateen is a follower of Sharia law. He believes in Islamic supremacism, and under Islamic supremacism, Sharia law, you kill homosexuals. It is actually in the written Sharia law. They should be killed. And that's what he did. This has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with ammo clips. It has nothing to do with AR-15s. I have an AR-15. 15. I have a 9mm. I don't go out and kill homosexuals. He did it because homosexuals are supposed to be killed under Sharia law. And did you hear our president say that?
No.
What does he do? He slips immediately into guns. By the way, Sharia law pulled the trigger, not the gun.
All right. I don't think we need to go any further.
Thank you, Joe DiGenova.
That was brilliant. Thank you, Joe. And thank you so much for joining
us
here this morning.
Always good to have you on Mondays on WMAL.
Yeah, it is now 7:15 on WMAL.
At WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we're coming in from the west, 66, as can be expected. Heavy delays this morning out of Gainesville through Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. And looking for alternates, we're in work week number 2 under the Safe Track Plan as Orange and Silver lines continue to single track between East Falls Church and Ballston, so traffic patterns have definitely been different. In fact, I'm seeing Toll Road eastbound slow to merge to go inside the Beltway to exit onto 123. Seeing extra delays on the Chain Bridge, also on the George Washington Parkway with the volume approaching and passing 123 again near the overlooks. 395 picks up a lot of volume too from the Beltway through Landmark, and now we're seeing just stop and go over the 14th Street Bridge, Alexandria near the Potomac Yard Shopping Center on Route 1 at Reed Avenue. Might see some remnants of the earlier crash, and the Maryland Beltway in New Carrollton improving. The minor incident was on the outer loop north of 50 near 450, should be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice day today. Partly cloudy skies, breezy. Not as hot as yesterday, not as windy as yesterday either. High at 83 degrees and winds topping out at 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high around 85. Right now, 65 degrees in the nation's capital. 716 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, we're continuing to get information about what happened in Orlando. And one of the things we want to talk about, at least briefly, is what the president had to say when he finally made public remarks.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
You know, it would not be as easy if as Joe DiGenova just pointed out, the FBI was not handcuffed with their guidelines when they investigate someone like this, and if they, you know, they can't keep him on the list. If indeed they find something that maybe they can't prove it, but maybe they're not through with the investigation, but at some point, under the guidelines that they have to operate on, they are forced to release him from an investigation, and he goes off the list. Just want to point that out. But the president's instinct, of course, was to talk about guns yesterday, not to talk about any of that, understandably so. What do we know about Omar Mateen? He was 29 years old. He was a U.S. citizen, parents born in Afghanistan. He was born in New York. City. He'd been on the radar of U.S. officials, as we say, on a couple of occasions. 2013, he made inflammatory remarks to co-workers about possible terrorist ties. And then a second time in 2014, in connection with the suicide bomber, there have been some reports that there was actually a third investigation of him. We don't have a lot of details on that. He was a man who was known to be a homophobe. He said things about gays that were offensive to many of the people he worked with. As a security guard, by the way, he had a permit to carry a gun, and had a, it's not just your basic concealed carry permit, it was a law enforcement permit of some kind that allowed him to carry guns. He may have been bipolar, according to his ex-wife, Satora Yousafi, who told reporters in Boulder, Colorado, he was mentally unstable and mentally ill. And he was said to be abusive, and a man who had had beaten her at times, and was short-tempered, had a very short fuse, according to his ex-wife.
Let's see, homophobic, ranting, wife beater, mentally ill. I don't know. It sounds like a whole lot of the people that I see in these ISIS videos. I don't make a huge distinction there. He wasn't diagnosed, certainly. When you say he was homophobic and ranting anti-gay slurs on the job, was it specifically homophobic stuff that he was saying, or was he just quoting from the Quran?
It's not clear, but the man that he replaced on his security job, he worked the 3 to 11 shift at a gated community. near St. Lucie, Florida, Port St. Lucie. And when the man who was on the shift before him often complained to his supervisors about his rants about gays, his rants about ISIS, and he brought it to the attention of his supervisors, and they, according to this employee, did nothing. The man finally quit.
They did nothing. Let's be clear. They did nothing, according to this man, because he was Muslim.
But let me ask you a question.
That's why.
This is a company, GS4, that does a lot of federal work. And it seems to me if you're going to hire a guy as a security guard and you're going to require him to get a permit to carry a gun, there needs to be a pretty extensive background check. How is it that reporters, in a matter of a few hours, were able to find out all of this information about him, but none of this was revealed in his background check before he went to work for this company? Why did they not talk to the ex-wife? Seems like to me, look, I had a White House pass one time. And when I got a White House pass, they talked to my family. They came and talked to my neighbors. They talked to anybody who knew me. They did a complete, thorough background check of me, every level of my life, before they would grant me a White House press pass. Why did we not have any kind of investigation of that nature before this man was granted this job in which he carries a gun?
Well, we don't know that they didn't. We don't know that they didn't have this information, and then they just made the determination that he's still okay.
Maybe so.
By the way, even if he didn't have a permit to carry a gun, he still could have very easily carried out this crime. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, because someone who wants to slaughter 50 innocent human beings and you know, maim and shoot another 50 plus because of whatever his radical ideology might be, they're not going to wait to get approved on a background check. If they want to carry out the crime, they're going to carry out the crime.
Yeah, his father is an interesting character. His father says that his son was a good man.
Yeah, they're always good men.
And an educated son.
Oh, yes.
And called the shooting tragic. I don't know what caused him to shoot last night.
Really?
But then later, there's been a video that's been found of this man, Sadiq Mateen, his father, speaking in Dari on video, expressing some things that are quite troubling. He says, God himself will punish those involved in homosexuality. This is not for the servants of God, suggesting his son shouldn't have taken action, but once again expressing the belief of the Islamic religion that homosexuality is a sin.
722 on WMAL. Plenty more on this story at the bottom of this hour. Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Keep it right here for the latest.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Did you know that you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse, DC's experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help you. Did you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring. That means you could be making money right now, because where there's soaring demand, well, there's money for whoever's sitting on the supply. What's the supply? Well, your home is the supply. You can rent it out, but you got to get the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason: to make renting your home as easy as possible. They are property management pros. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it. No?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of snags. Maryland 95 southbound, south of 32, had the incident reported, but it looks like lanes now open. But heavy volume filters down toward 216. Second problem is going to be south of the ICC, southbound 95 near 212. Should be to the shoulder, but definitely a distraction. Seeing those delays for the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Also heavy in Jessup southbound in Laurel, but nothing reported. Just a morning rush hour, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, Gaithersburg, and DeRockville, seeing those brake lights. Now let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, first out of Maryland, from Route 5 to cross the bridge. Out of Virginia, if you're leaving Springfield, looks like we have a crash now on the outer loop as you come off of I-95 approaching Eisenhower Avenue, focal point of those delays. 66, we are bunched up through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, and now through Falls Church. Again, we're seeing those delays on the increase as commuters look for all alternates under the Safe Track Plan. We have more commuters on the roads, obviously. And let's take you into Tacoma Park. Water main breaks south of Tacoma Park Middle School, intersection of Piney Branch Road and 410. Slowly you get through. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hello, overcast with a northwest breeze this morning. Front well to the south of us. Actually, should be a pretty good day. We're down by about 10 from where we were yesterday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
64 degrees right now, 727 on WMAL. Brian, we're going to continue our coverage of the terror attacks in Orlando. Coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Joe Pershini. He is the former head of FBI's Washington office. Also, want to let you know, Stacey Dash, Hollywood actress, is going to be in studio coming out. So there's plenty more to go. But, you know, on days like this, people like to escape a little bit. You escape with movies and Hollywood, and you also escape into the world of sports. And I just want to bring to your attention a great sporting event that happened with the Washington Nationals yesterday. You know, they were playing Philadelphia Phillies. They won the first two games pretty handily. Yesterday, they were down. They were losing to the Phillies, and it looked like the clean sweep would not happen against the dirtbag Phils. And then, well, then it happened. It was a walk-off win for the Nats yesterday. Jason Wirth, once again, even though, you know, he hits close to the Mendoza line sometimes, he comes through with the clutch hit. And, you know, the last couple of years, one of the big holes in the lineup is that Jason Wirth oftentimes gets up there with the bases loaded or in a clutch moment, in a moment where we really need a hit, and he hasn't been able to pull it off. Mm-hmm. And this is now, like, I think three times he's had some sort of clutch hit. So, good job, Jason Wirth.
Yeah, shook
on
it
that
off.
Win.
That's right. You know, talk about how the baseball is a game. I mean, all sports are a game of inches. The pitcher said, look, it was a matter of inches. I was supposed to throw inside and low, and the pitch came in inside and out and a little bit high, and that's all it takes, a matter of a few inches, and it changes the whole game.
There you go.
It's amazing.
It is. It's 728 on WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda this Saturday, June 18th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Press conference going on in Orlando right now to give the latest on the Orlando shooting. You can hear that streaming live at WMAL.com. Time now for the news, and we'll check in with Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Plus, the latest from this press conference, highlights of it coming up. Lots going on this morning. Keep it right here on Mornings on the Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The FBI is beginning a news conference at this hour with the latest information on the investigation into the Orlando nightclub massacre. You can hear that FBI news conference live at WMAL.com. In the meantime, we know that the FBI investigated Omar Mateen in 2013 and again in 2014, but found no basis to pursue any action against him.
Now, a man who worked with Mateen back in 2014 is wishing that investigators had done more.
I saw it coming. He said he was going to kill a whole bunch of people.
The imam of this mosque tells CNN that Mateen worshipped here just 2 days before the attack, saying he kept to himself and saw no indication that Mateen would do something so violent.
We don't recall any friend of him in this mosque, and he would not socialize with anybody.
When it was all over, at least 50 people were killed inside Pulse Nightclub, a community torn apart, now coming together, with hundreds turning out to donate blood for those injured in the horrific attack.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. And this morning, Islamic State Radio calls Orlando shooter Omar Mateen, quote, one of the soldiers of the caliphate in America. Just hours after the Orlando massacre, two things were in ample supply at yesterday's Capitol Pride Festival: support and unity.
It made us want to come more, yeah.
Rocio Arrieta and Jennifer Dillard are here supporting their gay brothers. Dillard says,
it hit home for me because I'm like, that could have been my brother. So to me, it definitely hurts, and I definitely feel for the families that are going through this, and I can't imagine being in their situation.
It means a lot to Rocio's brother Daniel that his sister's here.
It's still a sad day, but it's sadness is not the meaning of the day. The meaning of the day for me now is family and the fact that my family has my back.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,865. The NASDAQ at 48,95. Sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins are bringing home the Stanley Cup after a Game 6 win over the Sharks. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crash reported on Old Dominion Drive, south of Chesterbrook Shopping Center, south of Kirby Road. And I'm seeing a slow line of traffic approaching right in that vicinity. So keep alert again on Old Dominion Drive, south of Kirby Road. Everyone trying to find an alternate here. We're under Safe Track Plan week number two. That would be one artery where commuters are heavier than normal in Falls Church. 29 Lee Highway, 50 as you come off of the Capitol Beltway, seeing 123 Chainbridge Road and the George Washington Parkway picking up the extra volume too. Let's get out and toward Manassas. The crash quickly cleared as you head eastbound 66 after business 234. Still a distraction there. Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks heavy on the brakes. Once you try to get north on 95 out of Stafford, Pilquia slowing in Dale City, and now we're bunched up to the crash. Northbound 95 prior to the Beltway, that was along the right side, and Maryland southbound 95 before the Beltway near 212. Crash had been squeezing that left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast with a northwest breeze this morning. Front well to the south of us. Actually should be a pretty good day. We're down by about 10 from where we were yesterday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Herndon, 61 in Bowie, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 right here on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry and our continuing coverage of the terror attacks in Orlando. Coming up at 8:05, Stacey Dash, Hollywood actress with a new book, is going to be in studio. Talk about the book and also get her reaction to the events over the weekend in Orlando. And then at 8:35, Joe Parrishini, he is former head of FBI's Washington office, get his take on the investigation and also, well, what the FBI may have known and what they could have done before this attack. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, a man who helps us understand how police respond in a time like this because he's been there, quite frankly. Rod, good morning to you. Wish it were on better circumstances that you were joining us.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so the police and the FBI are now investigating this matter, and it's been sort of a slow process going through the crime scene because, apparently the crime scene was so chaotic that they never really got an accurate body count until this morning. We're now being told that there were 49 victims, and they have identified 48 of them. Why would it take so long?
That's right, Brian. You know, this, like you said, it was a very chaotic scene there at the situation yesterday morning. And the other thing, the police department is giving a press conference right now, and they've actually shared quite a bit of information, including the fact that it's now 49 victims. But the thing that I think is really significant here, Brian, is the fact that the chief said that there were a lot of people that were being held hostage in one of the bathrooms inside the club. And I think what he said now explains a lot of this. A lot of people were held hostage in a restroom inside the club. Now, these people were not part of the initial 20 people that the police suspected had died already as a result of the gunfire. So that's why inside the club, the gunman was holding these people, but the police were communicating with this guy via cell phone, right? But then the police said they believe, this is what the chief just said, he said they believe this guy was going to cause more bloodshed, so that's when they made the decision to use the police Bobcat vehicle and literally rip down one of the walls on the outside of that building. Well, what happened was those people inside that bathroom apparently were killed at that time.
Mm.
You know why I say that? Because the police also just said that the gunman himself was coming out of the hole that the police had made in the rear of the building along with the other victims, along with the other hostages. So obviously what happened is when this guy heard the police coming in, he continued to fire, and then that's when he killed a lot of those additional people.
So are you suggesting possibly, Rod Wheeler, that decision might come under scrutiny if that fact was the impetus for that final round of slayings?
Well, that's an excellent question. It may come under scrutiny, but and everything the police, you know, has done in this particular case is going to come under heavy observation and scrutiny. But, you know, when you listen to the way the chief explained the way the situation went down, you wonder to yourself, was there anything else that they could have done? You just don't know. Now, the only other thing I will say is the fact that the police did know that it was only one shooter, at least initially. And so when the police retreated at the beginning of the shooting, you know, the shooting started actually on the outside.
Yeah.
And it was only one shooter out there. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't more shooters on the inside. But the police did know it was one shooter. They retreated and never went back in through the front door until after they came in that wall that they had just taken down.
You know, one of the things that I keep hearing the police say is that, well, we can't talk about that because it's part of our investigation. Well, what investigation? The person who committed these crimes is dead. There will not be a prosecution of that individual. Why can't they release the information? What needs to be secret at this point?
Right. Again, another excellent question, Brian. There's a lot of things within this investigation I think the police want to keep under wraps until they have identified everything and answered all of the questions that they had. So, for example, let's say there was some other individuals that had inspired this terrorist yesterday, or other individuals that had spoken with him, or that was close to him, or provided some, you know, objects to him, or something like that. Well, maybe the police want to keep certain bits of information under wraps until they can identify who these other individuals are. We don't know. We're just speculating at this point. But that could be one reason, guys, as to why they're not, you know, coming forward with so much information and additional information. And I do think that they're releasing information as fast as they can, although fast as they can in this case is very slow.
In a situation like this, Rod, where there are also reports that he had either strapped some sort of explosive device onto himself or possibly one of the hostages or one of his victims, what goes into the decision about whether they go in or not? And also the equipment used. I've heard some people scrutinizing whether the police were equipped properly for this in light of President Obama's latest decisions to try to take some of the military-type equipment away from our first responders. Do you have anything on that?
Right. Well, my opinion about that, Larry, is I thought about that myself yesterday. The first thing I thought about is here we go again, another one of these mass atrocities, and obviously the police of the government, President Obama, has taken away a lot of the military equipment. So I did look at the type of weapons that the police officers were using initially to respond. It took a while to get the other weaponry there when SWAT arrived, and they arrived about 45 minutes later. So it did take a while, and you know, you wonder to yourself if the street officers themselves, the guys out in the patrol car, if they were to have had the appropriate weaponry, could they have taken this guy out quicker and sooner? We just don't know.
If they had had better tactical gear, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, maybe they could have took this guy out sooner.
All right, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, thank you so much for your expertise. Greatly appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
It's 744 on WMAO.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's a question for you. When's the best time to sell your home? Choose the agent with the best system for selling a home. That's the thing you need to really think about. Selling a home on time and for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Prindle of REMAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. How's that? Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, it sold in just 6 days. You see, that's the power of Frank Prindle. If you need more proof, the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same, so please call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, our 95s have accidents. Let's start in Maryland. Southbound 95 south of the ICC for the crash near 212. Watch, authorities were continuing to arrive to the scene. We had one left lane block. Now looks like the right lane is crowded too. We'll take you Virginia, 95 northbound prior to the Beltway near 644. Accident activity continues along the right side. I'm looking at delays almost linking up with that volume coming out of Dale City, Woodbridge, and Lorton. Now to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Suitland Parkway's just been about the volume. 210, 5 out of Clinton, Route 4. That's been okay to get up through to the Beltway. No major problems to report. 66, we are jammed through Manassas. Had a minor crash. They moved that to the shoulder, but nonetheless, we're still slow. And then continuing through Centerville, Fairlane, Lakes, Fair Oaks under the Safe Track plan. We have more commuters out on the roadway, so we're seeing 66 really bunched up through Falls Church each direction. And again, over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge at the end of the bridge when you go onto the East Street Expressway, we had accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
65 degrees right now, 746 on WMAL. We continue with our discussion about the Orlando terror attacks. In the next hour, we'll have Stacey Dash in studio. She'll give us her comments and also talk about her brand new book about, well, how tough it is to be a conservative Christian in Hollywood today, especially if you're an African-American woman.
Right.
And then at 8:35, we'll have a former head of FBI's Washington office talk about that investigation as well. Let's turn a little bit to last night's entertainment samplings if someone was looking for an escape from the horrible story out of Orlando. You had the Tony Awards. It was Broadway's biggest night, and they didn't disappoint. Yes, Hamilton did win a whole buttload of awards, 11, in fact, altogether. Here's the creator and star of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. The show is proof that history remembers. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside.
Very emotional moment for him. You know, Hamilton was 6 years in the making. He is a remarkable poet and musician. That was a sonnet that he wrote as his acceptance speech, and a great day for him. By the way, Tony Awards host James Corden did start the evening with a very solemn reminder that Broadway and the arts are about expression, and that their expression will not be trampled down by those whose hate motivate them. And then they went on to make political jokes that were, well, laced with hate.
But I promise you that tonight's show will not be all about Hamilton. There will also be some commercial breaks. Tonight, we've got an incredible show for you. Think of tonight as the Oscars, but with diversity. It is so diverse that Donald Trump has threatened to build a wall around this theater.
Okay, there you go. See, there you got your Trump hate. There, Nathan Lane had a Trump joke as well, and there was one statement from Jake Gyllenhaal praising Hillary Clinton. It's funny that they found no humor in Hillary Clinton at all. They
not
could
at
only
all.
Find
no,
humor
that,
in Donald
isn't
Trump.
Isn't that funny?
But yeah. You know that whole thing about building a wall around the theater because it's so diverse. The real joke there is that, in fact, it was announced last week that the Democratic Party, in preparations for the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, they will literally be building a wall around the entire compound where the convention will take place and the entire footprint, you know, for security purposes. They want a wall around it because they don't want the wrong people coming in or people that they aren't able to screen and make sure they have the right to be there. Huh. That's... Well, that's not what America is all about, is it?
You know, it's not. Can I just say it's very interesting they decided, you know, not to have the muskets on stage, you know, during the Tonys last night.
So the cast of Hamilton, just right. For background here, the cast of Hamilton did a scene from the Battle of Yorktown where their independence was won. And in the scene, everyone pretty much on stage has a musket at one point, and they chose, mm-hmm. in sensitivity to yesterday's crime, that they would not show the muskets during their scene.
I've been reading a commentary about Alexander Hamilton and what he believed about the Second Amendment, and he was very forceful about the need for not only a well-regulated militia, which is what you always hear the gun control people say, well, they're talking about a militia. He also argued in Federalist 29 that we needed the right to bear arms so we could not be intimidated by the well-regulated militia.
Yeah.
That's very...
Oh, no, he's a big Second Amendment guy.
Absolutely.
Also, I think it's fair to point out that he was one of the first most famous victims of domestic gun violence.
Yeah, I guess
was he not?
So, I guess that is true.
So, it's 750 on WMAL.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
753, let's check in on your money with Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk.
Well, good morning to you. Stocks may fall on Wall Street today because investors are nervous what the Federal Reserve will do about interest rates this week, and they're worried that Britain will decide to leave the European Union next week. OPEC members can't agree on how much oil to pump, but they do agree on demand. OPEC says that thanks to India, demand for oil will grow by more than a million barrels a day this year. Opening arguments are expected today as the U.S. government accuses FedEx of illegally shipping prescription drugs. Now, FedEx says it only shipped what it believes were legal drugs. The company faces a $1.6 billion fine. Tribune TV channels were taken off the Dish network last night. The two sides could not agree on how much Dish will pay for the rights to broadcast Trib's programs. And Dell's parent company, Denali, reports that sales fell last quarter thanks to the ongoing slump in demand for computers. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So you got graduation parties coming up. You got Father's Day. So we got graduation parties coming up. We got Father's Day celebrations coming up. And you know that your house needs to look good when you have all those people in the home, right? Well, why don't you get your carpets cleaned? Do you feel embarrassment right now when people see all the dirt and the mud and the traffic marks, or you smell the bad odors maybe? I understand how you feel. Don't be embarrassed. Do something about it. And no, you don't have to spend all that money for new carpets. Just get the pros at Zero Res out there and get your carpets clean for just $39 a room. More on that deal in a minute, but I got to tell you, they just came out and cleaned my carpets and they look brand new again. Feel soft. They smell fresh. They got the wine stains out, the coffee stains out. As I've been told,
you're hard on carpet.
I am a bit of a sloppy drinker, apparently. Zero Res is the best. Zero Res are the best. They're the best. Come on out. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Call them. They'll come to your home and clean and sanitize your carpets for just $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. And under Safe Track Plan, we have a lot of extra commuters out on the roads looking for ways to get into work, and this is not helping us in McLean. We have a crash on Old Dominion Drive south of Kirby Road right near the Chesterbrook Shopping Center. So do watch. I'm looking at delays continuing to grow through that area, and you're under police direction again on Old Dominion Drive. Also seeing delays coming off of the toll road, not just to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway, but extending inside the Beltway to exit onto 123, where that picks up delays. George Washington Parkway, heavy. 66 were bunched up each direction through Falls Church. 95, the accident will start in Virginia. North on 95, north of Newington near 644 before you get to the Beltway. One lane remains blocked, delays out of Dale City. Maryland 95, southbound, south of the ICC near 212 for the crash. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:57.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL.
At 8:35, we'll be joined by the former director of the Washington office of the FBI, Joe Persichini. He'll be coming up at 8:35 to talk about how an FBI goes about investigating what has happened in Orlando.
And also right here, coming up after the news, she's live. She's in studio, and we'll be streaming at Facebook Live. Say hi, Stacey Dash.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. It's